your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it with Game Time Decisions here on Sports Grid TV. And as I promised, we got to get to some college football outside of Arizona and Kansas State, which you guys already know my take and my card on that. If you missed it, be sure you were following Sports Grid TV on all of the social media platforms. Well, we got to talk to one of my favorite minds. It's going to be PJ Glasser. Did I say it right? I second guessed myself the minute that it came out of my mouth. But PJ, I'm so excited to catch up with you. You can catch PJ on Send It In. I mean, everything, baseball, college football, NFL, all the things. One of my favorite minds to pick when it comes to betting and just games in general. But how have you been, PJ? I know. It's great to see you, too. It's been a minute. I love that the first game on the slate is for us to talk about Memphis versus Florida State. I'll preface this by anyone who knows me knows that I'm an FSU fan. Anyone who's a Tampa Bay Lightning fan should know that all the Lightning players are out at FSU right now rooting for them. So this should be good luck. But, PJ, you break it down. What do you like in this matchup? And hopefully it aligns with the Tampa Bay Lightning being good luck and me rooting for the Noles regardless of their disappointing start to the season.
Casey, I'm rocking with your Noles. I would lay the 6.5 with them tomorrow against Memphis. Look, it's obviously been a disappointing start, right? This was a top 10 team in the country. Their first two games against Georgia Tech and Boston College, they were favored by double digits, lost both of those games outright. But I think having a bye week last week was huge for this team to kind of press the reset button, get refocused. Florida State's head coach, Mike Norvell, before he came to Tallahassee, was the head coach of Memphis. So this game means a little extra for Mike Norvell and for the Seminoles. So anything under the 7, I think, is a good bet. I expect DJU to play pretty well in this game. Memphis was one of the worst tackling teams in college football last season. So I think that's going to help Florida State. Everybody's down on this team right now. And Casey, a lot of times when people are down on a team, that's when I like to buy in on those kind of buy low spots. So I like the Seminoles tomorrow -6.5.
Yeah, you line it up perfectly. There's a bunch of pressure points for the Noles, but I will say it's time for them to rise the occasion. Please, please, Seminoles, do not embarrass me another week. I have to live through this. A team that's less embarrassing, though. You got Utah taking on Utah State. Utah put a beating on Baylor the other week. I didn't expect it to go heavy in the first half of them just completely dominating. But what do you see in this matchup as they show how ferocious their offense can be?
So, Casey, last week we had that crazy upset in college football with Northern Illinois taking down Notre Dame. I think this game has the potential to be this week's crazy upset. Utah State, I like them plus the points. I'd also look at the money line as well. Utah's got a huge game coming up next week against Oklahoma State. That's going to be a massive game in the Big 12. Their quarterback, Cam Rising, isn't playing in this game. Utah just wants to survive and advance. They just want to get out of this game healthy. They just want to get the win. They don't care how many points it's by. Whereas Utah State, I mean, this is their Super Bowl. They get to play an in-state game against Utah in their building. Their quarterback, Bryson Barnes, actually was the quarterback for Utah last season. So he has some extra motivation going up against his former team. I really like Utah State. You know, they played USC last week, and they got beaten really badly, which I think is shying a lot of people off of the Aggies. But I would come right back with them this week because Utah isn't going to be taking them too serious. They're just looking ahead to Oklahoma State, and Utah State is having this game at home. They're playing to win this game and pull the upset. So I like Utah State.
Mark it down, football fans, a potential upset alert, but at least great storylines to keep track of. We got Ole Miss taking on Wake Forest. I think this is probably going to be more of a competition that Ole Miss has seen thus far in this season. So what's shaking out between this one and Jackson Dart? I mean, he's just been going ham the first couple of weeks.
Casey, it's been insane. He's had 7 incompletions in his first 2 games. You know, Ole Miss hasn't played anybody, but Lane Kiffin and the Rebels are padding stats. They're trying to score as many points as they can. They want to get Jackson Dart in the Heisman conversation. Wake Forest is one of the worst secondaries in Power 4 college football. And when you have a bad secondary going up against a Lane Kiffin offense and a quarterback as good as Jackson Dart, that's not a good combo. So Ole Miss, anything under 24, I think, a good bet with the Rebels. Their defense is also much improved this season. This is kind of the first test that they're going to get this year going up against Wake Forest's offense, who can score some points. But I think Ole Miss rolls again, Casey. When you're laying big numbers with these favorites, you want teams that are going to run up the score. You want teams that are going to continue to try and score in the third and the fourth quarter. That's what we're going to get out of Ole Miss. So I'd lay the 20.5 with Ole Miss. I think they win this game by 30, 40 points.
Yeah, and probably another big Heisman-worthy performance by Dart. Again, regardless of who he's going up against, he's posting the numbers, and he is working a wield at that quarterback position. He's so fun to watch. I mean, he's the dual-threat guy that's just exciting. A more exciting team, I want to get your take on this. I didn't catch it beforehand, but did you think Georgia deserved that top spot when it came to the national rankings? And when are they going to finally get their biggest competition ahead here in the college football season?
Yeah, I think Georgia was the rightful number one team. You know, they won 2 out of the last 3 national championships. Last season, their only loss was in the SEC title game to Bama and Nick Saban, who's the only coach that can consistently beat Kirby. And now that Saban obviously is retired, you're looking for that team that's up next that's going to beat Georgia. And what's funny, Casey, is we do get Bama playing Georgia in about 2 weeks, right? So Bama plays Wisconsin this week. They have a bye. Georgia plays Kentucky this week. They have a bye. And then we get that showdown on September 28th, which is going to be an awesome game. I think Bama has a chance of winning that game potentially. So that's going to be Georgia's first test. They have a tough road schedule this year. They're at Bama. They're at Texas. They're at Ole Miss, who we were just talking about. They have to play Tennessee. So Georgia's going to have some tough games coming up throughout the season. But they are the number one team. They dominated Clemson in week 1. That was a really impressive performance. And they're the team to beat until somebody can knock them off.
I'll be circling Georgia and Alabama on my calendar. Every friend I have back home who's not a Seminole fan, all Alabama. That was literally the split of my school. So a lot of friends back home that want me to say Roll Tide Roll, but I can't say it too loud. What do you see in the Georgia versus Kentucky game, though? Where's the appeal betting-wise in this matchup?
I'm going with the under, Casey, under 44.5. This is just one of those games. I don't see how Kentucky gets the double digits. They only scored 10 points last week against South Carolina, and now you got to face Georgia. And it feels like in the Kirby Smart era, whenever Georgia's gone to Lexington, these games are kind of always the same. They're ugly, they're sloppy, they're low scoring. Georgia scores in like the low 30s. Kentucky kind of see the same sort of thing. I see like a 31-7, 31-3 kind of game. So I think it's going to be low scoring. We just talked about Georgia's playing Bama in a couple weeks. So offensively, maybe don't want to show too much on film, but defensively, they're obviously going to be very much Georgia-like, and Kentucky's going to have a tough time scoring. So I like the under 44.5.
Brilliant thing to point out. And we know that these two teams between Bama and Georgia, very strategic teams. Speaking of Bama, took on USF. Last year, USF put up a pretty big fight. This year, in the whole first half, USF put on a pretty big fight. I'm hoping they're going to carry that momentum into this matchup versus Southern Mississippi with a massive chip on their shoulder because they're hanging out with the Roll Tide. They're competing with one of the top teams out there. What do you foresee in the South Florida versus Southern Mississippi matchup?
They are, Casey, and that's part of the handicap, is this is a serious sandwich spot that South Florida is faced with this week. You mentioned they played Bama last week. They have Miami upcoming in Tampa next week, right? So imagine you're USF. You go on the road to Tuscaloosa last week. That's a one possession game in the fourth quarter. You have a top five team in the country on the ropes, right? You come away, you lose that game, but you feel good about yourselves. And then you get another opportunity against the top 10 team next week in Miami, in your building, at home. Like, I just think they're looking ahead to that game, right? You come off a tough Bama game.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
You got Miami upcoming, and now you got this road trip to Southern Miss where you're laying 11.5 points. I think this is a dangerous game for South Florida. I think they're going to be reeling a little bit from the Bama game, looking ahead to Miami, so I'll take Southern Miss plus the points.
I'm a big fan of it. Very, very seldomly a big fan of it because I was a UCF gal, so I can't say too much for USF. But PJ, thank you so much for joining me. Make sure that you guys stick with us on the other side of this break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into Game Time Decisions here on Sports Grid TV. I promised you an exciting slate on this Freaky Friday. Talked to Joe, we talked to George, we talked to PJ. Now we've got Adam Kaufman, and this should not be anything unfamiliar because Adam and I get to talk on the pregame show for Pro Football Today for every NFL game. We were on last night, Bills and Dolphins. We'll be together come Monday. We have so much going on in the pregame show, but most importantly, we got to chat with Adam about week two. See what's going on his card, any crazy parlays, because, well, there's no surprise there. But most importantly, we got some news, Adam. We've got Christian McCaffrey out. At least they announced it in better timing. It was less dramatic flair, form, and fashion. But I think we should start off talking about Christian McCaffrey, the Niners, and the Vikings, who could maybe have some fun. I don't know. You tell us.
Well, without a doubt, it was chaos on Pro Football Today when that Christian McCaffrey news in prime time came down just, what, a little over an hour from kickoff? So everybody was kind of left scrambling, except for, I guess, Jordan Mason, who came out at the time after and said he had indications from the coaching staff that he was going to be starting that game as early as Friday afternoon. So that obviously set everybody ablaze in the betting community, wondering about fudging injury reports and all of that stuff. So yes, we have the news. There is no confusion. And I don't think there's any confusion either as to what the Niners are telling us. You know, it could be one of two things, right? And time will bear this out. Either one, the Christian McCaffrey injury is pretty serious. If he, in fact, lands on IR, which according to reports out there, this is something San Francisco is considering. And as we know, he would have to miss at least the first four games of the year if that happens. If it doesn't happen and he winds up playing next week, well, what that tells me is that the Niners are looking at the Vikings and saying, this isn't much of a challenge. This is going to be okay. I mean, I know Minnesota went out and throttled the Giants in week one, but they're the Giants. This is not going to be an issue. Mason had himself a hell of a season debut, was well over 100 yards, ran all over the field. You could not contain the guy. I'm not saying he's CMC. He's not, but he's certainly had a Christian McCaffrey-like performance to open up his season. You look at all the various factors within this game defensively on the Vikings side. And yes, they like to rush the passer as best they can, but Brock Purdy should be pretty well protected by that offensive line, Trent Williams and company. And it's going to open up lanes, not only for Mason, but opportunities against a very questionable secondary for both Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel. So the fact that the line dropped here, I mean, we were talking about this just a little bit yesterday, and there were still six and a half. I'm looking at the Niners minus 4.5 right now. I already like San Francisco to cover before with a questionable CMC. Now you're going to tell me there's no CMC. Now there's Mason, who, oh, by the way, pick him up on waivers. If by some miracle he's still available in your season-long league, absolutely give me San Francisco to cover in this game. But if you have a little trepidation about that, fine. San Francisco's still going to win the game, though, even if they don't cover the number. So put the Niners in a money line parlay with another favorite or two that you like. Get the plus money opportunity there and do it that way.
See, this is why we refer to the parlay party when it comes to Adam, because he always finds a way to throw it all in the mix. But it does add value and it makes it make sense. So I'm not hating on it. And in order to get in on this and so much more of the fun stuff that Adam throws out there that is makes sense, make sure you are with us on Pro Football Today, the pregame party, and so on and so forth. Speaking about party, Ravens didn't really have much of a party in their week one performance. Now they're going against a Raiders team that defensively could probably present a small challenge if they don't come to the table with a proper game plan. How do the Ravens come out on top with this one and kind of put some of the snickering to silence?
Well, Baltimore is going to be a very popular survivor pick this week, and that is because everyone expects the Ravens to win this game, Casey, and there's really no doubt in my mind that that's the way it's going to unfold. Now, I fully recognize, and for people watching, you can see the Boston skyline in my background right here. I know what the Patriots did as the biggest dog on the board and upsetting Cincinnati last week, so it's not like these favorites can't go down, but we have to remember in that game there was no T. Higgins, a snap count for Jamar Chase, and Joe Burrow, for whatever reason throughout his career, absolutely sucks in weeks one and two. Lamar Jackson and company are going to come out and make a statement in this game for the Ravens. You know, I just don't think as highly maybe as a lot of people do of that Raiders defense. Strong up front, there's no doubt about it. Jackson is going to face his pressure, but the secondary, it's okay. It's fine. It's not like Lamar has a bevy of weapons. I recognize that, but there is still a pretty substantial talent disparity between these two teams that have people look toward Baltimore. I am very comfortable with the number. And as a matter of fact, the trends are too. Looking at some of the numbers right here, the Ravens are 4-0 straight up, also 4-0 against the spread after a loss last season, winning by an average of 18 plus points in those games. Of course, we know the Ravens lost to the Chiefs in primetime, so they're not going to be able to afford going down 0-2. That means something in a 17-game regular season. Baltimore knows that. The Ravens are absolutely the better team, and I expect them to respond as such. And also, by the way, the Raiders, they have lost 7 of their last 8 road games, so it's not like this is a team that is coming in that really it goes crazy in these situations. If nothing else, they're being driven crazy by the home team.
I like how you painted that picture. Speaking of disparity, though, disparity probably comes to any kind of tight end conversation, any kind of tight end excitement. I was hoping for more tight end action when it came to the Ravens, but that's something I'll be steering clear of because I don't want to be disappointed yet again. How many times can Casey say again in one sentence? But I will say this. Would you take Derrick Henry first touchdown? I know you hate this question, but I just figured why not punish you and ask if you would go with it for this matchup.
he did have the first touchdown in his Ravens debut. So people who invested in that got a nice little payday, obviously, certainly plus money and then some. I mean, he was, I don't remember exactly what the odds were for an anytime touchdown, but substantially better for the first touchdown. I just don't like to mess around in the first touchdown market. But when it comes to an anytime touchdown, I'm very comfortable wagering on that. I think Henry is going to have an even stronger game here in this one. I think it's a decent matchup for him. As far as the tight ends, by the way, I have already bet on Mark Andrews over 1.5 catches. So you have my...
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I seal of approval on that play if you want it.
Oh, something to unpack. We got to go to a quick commercial break here, so go nowhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are watching Game Time Decisions here on Sports Grid TV. Myself hanging out with Adam Kaufman running through the Week 2 NFL slate. As I've said 100 times, if you do not watch Pro Football Today pregame party, you are doing it wrong. You pregame with myself, Adam, Dave Sharapan, and Tom Vecchio every time there's a major NFL game. I don't think I have to debate that any further. What I do have to debate, though, or at least unpack, as I promised before we went to the break, is figuring out what Adam mentioned about giving some love to the tight ends. You said over 3.5 receptions for Andrews for the Ravens versus the Raiders. I'm just getting clarification on this.
That is the play. And I know that some people are a little scared off of Mark Andrews and what they saw in week one, simply because Isaiah Likely wound up being the better and bigger performer. I think what that ultimately told us, I don't think it was a fluke, is that Isaiah Likely is going to be part of the plan. He is going to be part of the offense. He's not someone who's just going to fade into the background now that Mark Andrews is healthy. You know, obviously he emerged last year after Andrews went down, became a focal point, a reliable target for Lamar Andrews. And I think that he wants to kind of keep rolling with that. And as he should, you know, some offenses, you don't see it as much now in the year of our Lord 2024, but these two tight end sets, they can still be a good thing. You know, again, I am in the New England area, and the Patriots for many years, you know, whether Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez, I know we're not supposed to speak that name anymore, but those two guys, when they were together and on the field with Tom Brady, it was electric and was part of that Tom Brady. Sure. But there was also a ton of freaking talent between those two as well. So there's no rule that you just have to have running backs who catch passes out of the backfield and a complement of 2, 3, 4 reliable wide receivers and that one tight end. You can have two really good tight ends. You know, the Patriots tried to recreate that with Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry. It didn't work out, which is why Jonnu Smith isn't there anymore. But, you know, when in Baltimore, Mark Andrews, we know what he is. And Isaiah Likely, we got a taste of what he is last year and certainly in week one. And so if they can go out and reliably feed those two guys, they have something there, because Derrick Henry, I'm not going to say he's washed, but he's old. He is old NFL years, especially for a running back. There is only so much they're going to be able to lean on him. And in terms of pass catchers, you know, the wide receivers specifically, obviously Zay Flowers is great. But after that, you don't have a ton. And so Andrews, or rather, pardon me, Lamar needs some reliable guys that he can lean on. And I think both Likely and Andrews are going to be those guys. And so Mark Andrews, again, not a huge part of the offense in week one. I think that changes. And to ask 4 catches out of him, that's not a lot. You know, who would be surprised if Andrews is targeted 7 or 8 times? I wouldn't be. So you're looking for him to catch roughly half of those passes.
I can't go against it. First of all, I'll never go against two tight end sets, because we know tight end is my favorite position. But most importantly, I think maybe they were trying to mix things up going against the Chiefs. Now, Adam, I do see that you got some love in the college football department on your betting card for the night, and maybe something in the WNBA. So with 2 minutes to run it down, let's start with some college football. What do you got for me?
All right. Well, one play, I'll just sort of graze over this because it's tomorrow and we'll probably have a chance to talk about it tomorrow where people can do their research. But Indiana -3, a play that I love against UCLA tomorrow. But for tonight, a game that is starting in a little bit, give me the points. Give me the points in this matchup that we have in front of us between Arizona and Kansas State. I know it's 60.5. It's actually climbed. It opened at 54.5 back in July, got as high as 61. You can still get 60.5 out there. Two 2-0 teams. Arizona, a 37-point favorite last time out, failed to cover miserably. Didn't even have 37 points in that game total. It was 22-10. You may be thinking, so you expect 60-plus points in this game, and Arizona in its last time out combined for 32 points with Northern Arizona? Yeah, because I think they're going to come out pissed off. And also, Arizona was missing like 10 starters in that game. Many of those guys returning from their injuries are going to be available in this one. You have two excellent offenses, two really good running games, two questionable defense as well. I just think you're going to see points all over the field in this one. I am very comfortable, Casey, taking the over 60.5, 61, whatever it is you can get it at. But hurry, it's starting soon.
Yes, it is, which is why I needed to get your take and your bet card on it. I had some things going on in this game. I can't say I'm particularly leaning in Arizona, but I do like the over total on this. It should be a bit of a shootout for both of these sophomore quarterbacks. Don't go anywhere. A lot more football to get to. We got a quick break here on SportsGrid TV.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into Game Time Decisions on Sports Grid TV, nearing that 8 p.m. Eastern Time hour, but we still have a lot to get to and run through. We talked some NFL. We talked some college football. We're going to talk a little bit of everything with one of my faves, Dave Sherapin. We got to talk about the fact that every time he's wearing a particular outfit, this should just sway everyone to focus on that team. So once you get a good look at Dave here, unless he's going to strip out of his clothes and just completely swap teams, which was the best part of last night, you switched it up on us.
Yeah, Case, we We had such a great time on the pregame party, and we are going to do that every single week, and that was a lot of fun. You know, making sure the party kept moving and all of us doing that. But, yeah, I wore the Buffalo stuff and had to have the Miami stuff underneath. But, no, this is Backyard Brawl. This is the big weekend in Pittsburgh. It's nighttime in Pittsburgh behind me, and I'm a Penn State guy. For everybody that plays and watches along here, Penn State's off this week. So I said, well, I'm coming on with Casey on Friday, and I know you like the hockey. I like the hockey. So this is a Pitt hockey jersey, which you'll see here in a second. So we pulled out all the stops. Ooh. Now, West Virginia is a 2.5-point favorite, and the game is at Pittsburgh, Acrisure Field. I used to call it Heinz Field. I still call it Heinz Field. I can't wait to watch it. It's 107 years they've been playing this football game. So it's a huge rivalry. I like the dogs in the rivalry games. I like Pitt tomorrow. The game's going to go over, Case. A lot of scoring. Like K-Dub likes to say, there'll be a lot of juice in the football game. 61.5 here on the screen. It's 63.5 out in Vegas. So that means the bad guys like to play it. Here's your Pitt hockey jersey for you. We're getting ready for
hockey season
out here in the desert, too. So we got to always keep that in mind.
Oh, don't worry. The minute that I found out that I got a chance to chat with you, I had three things on my list pertaining to hockey. I got so excited I actually called it hockey, like a real hockey head. That just speaks for itself. And it's a little bit of love for Pittsburgh, which I'm only allowed to do when I talk to my best friend's husband. Shout out to Corey and Coco Cooper. And outside of that, when I talk about any of the rookies, but we will get back to the hockey. Talk to me about LSU versus South Carolina. We saw some dramatic press conferences when it came to LSU and their disappointing opening performance. We saw some temperament. We saw some emotions. But that's what makes college football so beautiful. And then you've got the Gamecocks that can probably, I don't know, keep this game a little entertaining. You see the spread right there. So what do the master books read on this one?
Numbers come down. Opener was as high as 7. And there's a lot of push for South Carolina, not only plus the points, but that money line number's coming down so that, you know, they move together, correlate together. The total's interesting because I talked to two different people who think that if LSU wins, it's going to be more of a blowout and they're going to go and be able to score and South Carolina's not going to be able to stop them. But if South Carolina plays well, keeps it close, actually gets a lead, and it forces LSU to come back, then the game's a dead under. So I'm of the school of thought right now before the game kicks off that South Carolina's probably going to be in it, and it might take one of those weird turnovers or punt blocks or things at the end of the game for LSU to get the cover. This one's going to be a lot closer and stay close throughout the game.
I'm a fan of that. Hopefully the Gamecocks make it a good game. I had a friend that cheered for them back in the day, and I do say that because I'm much older than everybody anticipates, but we're not going to talk about my age. Nobody wants to know any of that information. What they do want to know is what to expect out of Alabama versus Wisconsin. Wisconsin may be sneaking in the mix. Alabama had a little bit of struggles initially in week one, or a slower start, and then completely took off and had a hammering. Then you have South Florida that's presented a challenge last year as well as the first half of this season's game. What can we expect out of Alabama taking on Wisconsin on the road?
So funny. We do Boston versus the book every day, me and Matt. Matt covered Alabama football for 5 years. So it's nonstop SEC talk, and he apologizes for them all the time. And, you know, I'm the Big Ten guy. I want Wisconsin to cover the spread. I would love to see Wisconsin actually win in Camp Randall and do the jump around in the fourth quarter and actually have the game still be in doubt. I don't see how Wisconsin's going to stop Alabama. I really, really don't. And Wisconsin's offense is not going to keep up with Alabama. So there's a lot of games with a lot of big numbers on the board this week, and this one feels like a blowout. I mean, I'll dial up the Pittsburgh accent anytime you need it, and this is blowout central. I mean, this is Bama. I think they write their number, and I think that I don't want to say it corresponds to the over. I think you could play Wisconsin's team total under. I think they're really going to struggle to score. And once they get down two or three scores and have to try to pass to come back, it's going to get ugly, Case.
Oh, I will say, the minute that you brought out the pit accent, I wanted to try it, but I did not want to be disrespectful to anybody in Pittsburgh and the accent. It would have gone severely wrong on my end. I'll stick to my Florida gal fusion, what tends to come out between foreign parents and living down in the South. All kinds of things get weird when it comes to this accent. Something not very weird, though. Boston College in a new era, taking on Missouri. I am a fan of what Boston College can produce. I once upon a time wanted to be a BC girl, but we know why that is, because of their hockey program. Outside of that, though, you've got this new era. You've got them starting off to a strong start. I always mention that they kind of sneak up on teams, spread a little massive here. What can you foresee?
Crazy, because I got into BU and had visions of grandeur going to play for Jerry York at Boston University back in the day. And I realized I'm going to get crushed if I go up there and play. I could skate pretty fast, but not fast enough. I would have got destroyed. Anyhow, BC, good start to the season and a big upset of Florida State, but Florida State's not who we thought they were. Missouri, I didn't even realize it till today, because I never looked at the rankings ever as an odds maker in the islands and then even in Vegas. We never looked at that. Everybody had their own power ratings, and we just looked at the games and looked at the numbers. Mizzou's sixth in the country, seventh in the country. So this is a big game. I was like, I looked at, you know, show prep today and went, whoa, this is crazy. Mizzou's playing every game to put up a big number, to kind of prove that ranking, right? I don't know. This is one, Casey, I thought this would not be more than 14 if I was doing it. But again, sometimes I was off too. Odds makers don't know everything. They just put up the number and then the market works and the people make their bets and we go from there. Think the dog can cover? I mean, Missouri's going to win the game. This would be a huge step forward for Boston College if they go to Mizzou and win this football game after already winning at Florida State.
I know. I kind of have split emotions on this one, because as you mentioned, Mizzou's not six for no reason. But then I kind of look at the title and I look at what BC can produce and I look at how they can kind of maybe square off defensively. Could be some flattery engaging the under. And I get yelled at every time somebody's like, you're going to take the under in college football. It played out for me last time. It might be a little too risky business this time, but I think it could be a little bit more neck and neck regardless of what this spread is indicating. But as you said it, Mizzou should be able to come outright with this one. I know we got limited time, but give me some hope. Is FSU turning around this weekend? I mean, they're taking on Memphis. They've got to get things pulled together. We talked with PJ earlier. He said that he's on the Noles. My Tampa Bay Lightning are up in Tallahassee supporting the Noles. Tell me something good before we have to go to break.
I don't know. I'm worried about it. I think Memphis really have a shot at winning a game. I really do. I think they could win a game plus the points. Now, the number tells you exactly what PJ said, that, you know, they're going to go at them again. They're going to, you know, the bad guys, the sharp guys, the, you know, the rhombuses, parallelograms, whatever you want to call them, they're going to play Florida State. But they played them against BC, and it wasn't even close to being the right side. So, I mean, we got another segment to go, and I wanted to ask you about another Florida game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
A&M, is that Florida, Casey? What is that? They're favored
in
the
catch me talking about. You know, you see I try to sideswipe any Gator love, but I do have a lot of UF fans that do keep ace. So as Dave said, we've got another segment with him and myself. More football to get to, so don't go anywhere here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are watching Game Time Decisions here on Sports Grid TV, but you're not just hanging out with myself, Casey Hudson. No, no. You were hanging out with me and Dave Sherapan. We were just going through some fun college football. I don't want to be rude. I did kind of cut it close there when you brought up the Gators and Texas A&M. And have Gator fans that I love and respect, even though I can't stand that team. So give us something regarding this matchup so I can play fair.
Well, I don't want to come on and say the wrong thing. I put on my listening glasses because I thought you were going to give me something about the Gators there. I think the Gators are going to win the game. I think the Gators are going to win the game. I know you might be rooting. I'm sorry. It does nothing personal. But the number started out a little high, and a lot of guys that I know and respect in the space and that are, you know, playing out here in Vegas and doing some things are on Florida side plus the points and the money line. So I'm just saying, listen, they got smoked. They're not going to win a lot of games. This might be one of the one or two games they win all season, Case. So if you're anti-Gator, put it back towards next week. Not that Texas A&M can't go there and win, but I think the Gators got a good shot at covering this week.
Maybe if they actually, no, I can't speak on that. I will not speak on any
won't
of that.
Say it.
I'm going to let you be the expert. I'm going to let you be the expert in that one. I tried to be unbiased, and then it didn't roll off the tongue.
No,
so that just tells you the household that I was raised in. But it does roll off the tongue very well. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I did mention yesterday my mom worked for the Miami Dolphins, so we did support that team. I shouldn't say past tense. That feels a little picky choosy, but we grew up Dolphins household, moved to Tampa Bay, and then we hopped all the way in when it came to the Bucs taking on the Lions for a big NFC competition. Some big injuries though. Some bang ups on the O-line for the Bucs, and then we know that the Lions probably feel like they could have performed a lot better versus the Rams. So they're going to be carrying that chip on their shoulder. But what can we expect from entertainment to just sportsbook stuff for this showdown?
Well, I can't wait to watch this game. I think I have Tampa Bay winning the NFC South. So I didn't buy the whole, you know, Dirty Birds and the return of Atlanta, you know, with Kirk Cousins and his coming back from injury. I wasn't buying it. A big fan of Baker Mayfield. I think he grew up, you know, he got kind of run out of Cleveland and you know, worked his way around. And now he's a secure position with a team that's calling plays the right way for him, and he's healthy. Detroit has all the expectations in the world. I mean, I have lifelong Lions fans, and the Lions were my NFC team growing up in Pittsburgh. I always rooted for them, and they were really never good. But I think they can represent the NFC in a Super Bowl down in New Orleans. Home game against Tampa, I'm surprised it's more than a touchdown. But I think it settles right around 7. A lot of people, it will be a very highly selected play in contest. It will be very highly selected play on Sunday. So I'm leaning Tampa to cover the spread. I think they could win the game, Case.
Yeah, and unbiasedly, I think the same thing. I mean, honestly, one of the biggest differences in their success versus this team come playoffs previously was the fact that a lot of the play calls were just miserable. And we now know that OC no longer sits in that seat. That's all I'll say on that. I promise that's all I'll say on that. Defensive matchups. We got a Cowboys team and a lot of Cowboys fans that are already pinning them to go to the Super Bowl. Don't get ahead of yourself, Cowboys fans. And then the Saints. Defensively, they've always kind of been in the mix. You can always count on a big play from whatever quarterback is in the pocket, but we know it's going to be Derek Carr and Olave. I kind of tried to bait Tom Vecchio yesterday to say, would you go for a longest yardage prop? But we'll see when we get to talk about this later amongst the four of us. But what's going to go down between the Saints and the Cowboys? I mean, are you on with the Cowboys?
I grew up in Pittsburgh. And it's funny you said that because one of my dear friends just texted me. He's watching the show in Pittsburgh. He's a huge Cowboys fan. Reno, it does hurt to wear the Pitt stuff, okay? It hurts me to like the Cowboys. It brings pain inside when I got to say, I want to like the Cowboys. Or, I'm actually going to bet the Cowboys. I don't think so. Not this week. Now, you may have gotten kind of a mirage, like to use a desert term, like with the Saints. This might be one of those, like they played Carolina and they ran up the score. And like, yeah, okay, the Saints aren't that good. No one is as good as they are in blowouts like that, and no one is as bad in getting blown out, not in the NFL. Dallas at home's a good bet. I'll leave it at that. Me saying that's good or I like it is like you saying something good about the Gators. I'll just say that right now. Dallas is probably the side, and it hurts me to say it. I'm not saying it again, Casey, no matter what you say.
Oh, you know what? As a good friend, I won't make you say it again, because we were able to just get past that Gators conversation. We were able to pivot politely. So I'm gonna repay that. I'm gonna pay it forward, actually, and we're gonna move on very swiftly here. 2 minutes, but we're only gonna take about a minute of it to talk about the Ravens and the Chiefs, because Bengals and the Chiefs, excuse me. Everybody's on Joe Burrow and he's not good week 1, 2, and 3, and then all of a sudden they're going to come alive. I mean, I think they just have too much drama going on. The Chiefs, it hurts me to say, their offense got better, and they know how to use it. So what do we see in this one before we talk a little hacky?
I agree with you. I mean, this is one of those ones that, like, all right, yes, they're Cincinnati, and yes, they're one of the favorites to win the AFC North, and yes, it's Joe Burrow, but there's no T. Higgins. The offense isn't the same without him. And, oh, by the way, Joe Mixon will be lighting it up on Sunday night against the Bears. So all the replacements, all the turmoil, all the different questions, I got no questions about the Chiefs other than how many points are they going to score every week? I mean, that's Patrick Mahomes. That's Kelsey. That's all of them. I'm not seeing a case. I like the Chiefs.
All right. We're pivoting to scoring, though, because I had to talk to my friend Dave about rookie camp. You get Rutger McGarty, and this guy just showed a Bruins prospect not to call his name while on the ice. The Bruins prospect comes in hot, talking about are you an effing idiot, asking McGarty, and McGarty responds by saying, no, you are, and then turns around and gets on the score sheet. I mean, this is something for Pittsburgh to be excited about, and it hurts me to say it. My little nephews are running around in Pittsburgh gear, but you got a good one coming in hot for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Nothing wrong with little nephews and little kids walking around in Penguin stuff. I started doing it when I was 5 years old, and I'm still doing it, Case. We'll talk about hockey.
Thanks for bringing that up. I had to give you something good on this Freaky Friday. Dave Sherapin, everyone. We got one more roll to go here, so go nowhere. Stick with us.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
From SportsGrid TV.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
One more round here on Game Time Decisions on Sports Grid TV. I was just chatting with Dave. We had to get it in really quickly because I'm trying to time everything perfectly with the hockey season coming up. But you guys heard me geek out for a minute and give a little love to the Pittsburgh Penguins and their rookie guy in Rutger McGarty and his perfect one-liners before coming in with a score, but a lot to look forward to. And then Dave at least helped me out when it came to feeling like a sane person supporting the Bucks and their matchup versus the Lions coming up. But, I mean, look, it's Friday the 13th. We've got a lot of great games this weekend. What are some of the top games that you're just looking forward to?
I can't wait to see what Green Bay does without Jordan Love against the Colts. That's going to be one that I think – will be, I mean, road favorite. The pre pregame line for this with Jordan Love in was Green Bay minus like 8. So it was high. It was a touchdown. So now it's flipped that much. I don't know if he's worth that many points. Now, a boring game that I think is a good play under is Seattle in New England. I don't know how much of that I'm going to watch other than checking the score and going, okay, hopefully the winning score is 20. The other team doesn't even get 20. So that's one that I think you bet, but you don't watch. A lot of people like to do that. Sunday night has the Texans and the Bears. Caleb Williams makes his first road start case. You know how hard it is to play on the road. I mean, you're doing it now in New Jersey. Like, yeah, you got to go and you got to get acclimated and you got to learn where, you know, all these different things. Him playing on a road in Houston after having such a dismal performance, I really don't think the Bears are going to be not competitive, but I like Houston to cover that one. And then, I don't know, I'll ask you, Las Vegas is playing Baltimore, and there's not a person on planet Earth that thinks Las Vegas is even going to be competitive in the game. I can't say they're wrong. Do you think the Raiders can keep it close?
I think that if they did have a chance to keep it close, it'll be more of like a first quarter, you know, defense has a few flashy plays, can't count out some of their defensive players and some of their splash plays. But I mean, I would contain all that to the first quarter. After that, Ravens have to come and silence everyone that just kind of made a joke out of their week one performance. Adam was on before you. He had a tight end prop for Mark Andrews over 3.5 receptions, I believe. Wow. It was. And at first my jaw dropped because we saw no action out of this guy. But right, we know Mr. Parlay Party, and he's not particularly far off. We have to give Adam that credit. So it's something worth looking at, I will say. I mean, maybe they're just trying to throw the Chiefs off by not having everything go through Andrews and likely coming in. And I'll never disagree with a fun two tight end set. Again, favorite position. I'm always here for the success of the tight end. But as for the game I'm most looking forward to, outside of the Bucs taking on the Lions, it's probably going to be the Monday Night Football matchup. At first, I was like, this is going to be such a rough one. But outside of the fact that we get to get everything going with the Pro Football Today pregame party, we do actually finally get to gauge where this Falcons team is. I don't think we got a good rollout of what to expect. A lot of people are coming down on Kirk Cousins, but we did see some guys defensively who got paid to make an impact on that defense make impacts. I just think now they have to find a cadence together. We didn't see much of a team effort on either side of the ball. Now is a chance for them to do that versus the Eagles team. So I want to see more out of Judon. I want to see more out of Cousins. And I want to see more out of everyone, because once he gets something going with his offensive weapons, what he did in Minnesota should definitely translate to the Falcons. So I don't know. I'll probably have more on that, obviously, when we break it down. Oh. But I don't think I'm too far off and hoping the Falcons can be more exciting.
Let's we'll find out when we'll hope when we reconvene for the pregame party on Monday night, which bird will be better, whether it's the Falcons or the Eagles, better bird. And I'll leave you with that because I got to go do the show with Wetzel. Have a good rest of the night, Case. Always good to see you.
See you, Dave. Have a great night. Well, while Dave goes and gets ready for the show, you guys hung out with us for a lot. We had MLB, we had Joe Maddon on, we had George Kurtz on, we had PJ, we had Adam Kaufman. You just hung out with me and Dave for a while. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better on Game Time Decisions on a Friday the 13th. As for anyone that could ask for anything better, Orioles still falling short to the Tigers. At top of the sixth inning it is, but it's still 1-0. Then you've got Mets and Phillies. Mets on top 3-0. Some of us didn't expect that. Royals coming out swinging 7-0, end of the fourth inning. Marlins versus the Nationals. Nationals up 2-1, top of the fifth. Braves taking on the Dodgers, sitting up top 5-0, bottom of the second, and it's 0-0 between the Red Sox and the Yankees. But that doesn't mean that the fun is over because Game Time Decisions is over. There's still a lot more going on here on Sports Grid TV, which means just stick around because you got Dave, you got Scott, you got so much more action. I hope everybody has a safe and amazing Friday the 13th.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.